This is Ray Dinipal. I'm Goshul Gimiray with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holding high-level consultations with capital market and insurance stakeholders. Department of Hydrology warns of sudden flash flood risk in small rivers, urges nationwide vigilance. And Andy Burnham set to take office as a UK Prime Minister following Keir Starmer's resignation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has convened a high-level consultation this afternoon with key regulators and industry leaders from Nepal's capital market, securities and insurance sectors. The strategic session is being held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar, bringing together top financial leadership to address pressing structural challenges and steer upcoming policy reforms. The delegation at Singha Darbar includes Securities Board of Nepal Chairperson Gopal Bhatta, Nepal Stock Exchange Chairperson Amrit Lamsal, Stock Brokers Association of Nepal President Sagar Thakal, NAASA Securities Sandeep Jalan, and former NEPSA CEO Sitaram Thapalya. Representatives from the insurance and board investment fields, including Nepal Life Insurance Chief Nawara Silwal, Nagarik Stock Dealer Company CEO Maheshwar Lal Srestha, and capital market experts Priya Raj Regmi and Ambika Prasad Paurel are also participating in the deliberations. Discussions are expected to center on evaluating the current standing of the domestic stock exchange, enhancing regulatory frameworks, and charting policy measures to revitalize investor confidence and overall economic momentum. The high-level dialogue is expected to address long-standing policy bottlenecks, providing much-needed clarity and transparency to strengthen the nation's capital and insurance markets. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has issued a public warning advising residents living near small rivers and streams to exercise high caution as water levels are expected to rise significantly today. According to meteorological forecast, small rivers flowing through Gorkha, Rupandehi, Argakhanchi, Kapilbastu and Dang districts face a particularly high risk of sudden flash floods. Authorities have also identified potential flash flood threats along rivulets in dozens of other districts, including the three districts of the Kathmandu Valley. Binod Parajuli, a hydrologist at the department, urged communities along the riverbanks and nearby streams to remain on high alert. He warned that because water flows can surge unexpectedly, members of the public must strictly refrain from crossing rivers, fishing, extracting riverbed materials or assembling near riverbanks during this period. In the light of potential flood risk, the department has formally requested local administrations, security bodies and local municipal authorities to maintain full operational readiness for disaster response and emergency management. The Department of Transport Management, operating under the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, has issued a directive to line ministries across all seven provinces, urging them to formally recognize medical certificates issued by any doctor licensed and registered with the Nepal Medical Council during driving license applications. The circular issued by the department's Vehicle Monitoring Standards Formulation and Driver Management Branch stems from a high-level ministerial decision aimed at reforming the driver license health check process. Under the existing mechanism, service seekers face severe procedural hurdles, including long queues, inflated cost, and systematic exploitation caused by localized syndicates and organized groups monopolizing health evaluations. By expanding medical validation to all NMC-certified medical professionals, authorities aim to streamline the process, enforce transparency, and eliminate middleman syndicates. Officials anticipate that opening medical assessments to all recognized doctors will render the health checkup system significantly more organized, dignified, and accessible for license applicants. In line with the directive, the Department of Transport Management dispatched a formal letter to the Nepal Medical Council on the 17th of July requesting an updated roster and verified details of all active council registered medical practitioners to integrate into their system. Thousands of worshippers gathered at the Pashupatinath Temple and major Shiva shrines across Nepal early today morning to mark the auspicious first Monday of the holy month of Shravan. To facilitate the massive turnout of devotees and bolbom pilgrims, the Pashupati Area Development Trust deployed security personnel, volunteers, health camps and essential support services nationwide. Major crowds were also recorded at Kokarneshwar, Tolishwar, Devghat and Galishwar temples, while pilgrims took holy dips and offered special prayers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Former Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, is set to officially take office today as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, succeeding Sir Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street following Starmer's resignation. Burnham's transition to power marks the culmination of a rapid political shift within the governing Labour Party. After Starmer announced his decision to step down, Burnham returned to Parliament via by-election and emerged as the unifying choice, securing sweeping backing from the Labour lawmakers before being formally confirmed as the party leader on Friday. Later today, Starmer will travel to the Buckingham Palace to formally tender his resignation to King Charles III. Shortly after, the King will invite Burnham to form a new government, formally marking his entry into office through the traditional kissing hand ceremony. Burnham is then scheduled to deliver his first official address to the nation outside Downing Street. Now, football. European champion Spain captured their second FIFA World Cup title, defeating defending champions Argentina 1-0 in a dramatic extra time final at New York's New Jersey Stadium. Substitute forward Ferran Torres proved to be the hero for all La Roja, breaking a goalless stalemate in the 106th minute by converting a headed layoff from Nico Williams past Argentine goalkeeper Martinez. Despite dominant possession from Spain throughout the regular time, Argentina held firm behind an 11-save effort from goalkeeper Martinez. However, they were reduced to 10 men late in the second half when midfielder Enzo Fernandez received his second yellow card. Spain capitalized on the advantage during extra time to seal their first global title since 2010, denying Lionel Messi and Argentina back-to-back World Cup crowns. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holding high-level consultations with capital markets and insurance stakeholders. Department of Hydrology warns of sudden flash flood risk in small rivers, urges nationwide vigilance. And Andy Burnham set to take office as the British Prime Minister following Keir Starmer's resignation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.